When it comes to air pollution, Pittsburgh is one of the worst cities in the country. There's an effort afoot to track that pollution more closely, at the street level. The Group Against Smog and Pollution, or GASP for short, is outfitting volunteers with bike-mounted air quality monitors. The Allegheny Front's Lou Bluen reports.
Sometimes in the field of citizen science, scientific instruments can start to look a little like that science fair project you did back in sixth grade.
Yeah, this is Home Depot, creativity night gone wild.
That's GASP's Jamin Bogie. And yeah, the air quality monitors he's been handing out to volunteers have a definite DIY flair. At first glance, you see some PVC pipes, some zip ties, all held together with a little rubber cement.
And we created a little bracket that should fit on pretty much any bicycle with some Velcro.
Woo! Gotta love the sound of Velcro. More important though is what that Velcro is holding on. Hidden inside that DIY mount is an air quality sensor. And that is actually pretty high tech.
They have a laser inside that shoots around and bounces off of particulate matter.
In other words, tiny pieces of pollution.
And then it counts the number of particles in the air.
So for the last couple of years, GASP has been giving these monitors out to cyclists. They mount them to their handlebars, and then basically people just ride their bikes all over the city the way they normally would. Except that out on those handlebars, those lasers are taking an air sample once every 10 seconds.
And then we take all that data and put it on a map, color-coded, and in the end, someone on a bicycle or walking or jogging can get a quick glimpse of where might have less pollution, where might have more pollution in a city, and they can make choices based on that data.
An online map that helps people plan less polluted exercise routes is just one of the payoffs of the project. GASP recently did a more targeted ride to try to get a handle on just how much of the city's air pollution comes from vehicles, as opposed to factories and power plants. For this, they had to get a little creative, so they took advantage of an event in Pittsburgh called Open Streets. During this event, several major roads were opened up to bikes, street yoga, and just about anything but cars.
So we had volunteers put our monitors on their bikes and go up and down the route twice. They did that during an Open Streets event, and they did it on another day when traffic was back to normal.
And the result? GASP's monitors found pollution levels were about 4 times higher with cars than without. And this kind of street-level data from specific sites can have big implications as the city plans new infrastructure. For example, Bogie says they're seeing that having protected bike lanes that separate bikes from cars by just a few feet, or planting tree buffers between bike trails and nearby highways, those things can significantly reduce your pollution exposure. GASP hopes the data they're collecting can help justify projects like that. For now, it's more rides and more data, and hopefully unveiling a version 2.0 of their monitor that relies on a little less Velcro. Okay, maybe keep the Velcro. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lou Bluen.